This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Israel unleashed a wave of airstrikes across the Gaza Strip early Thursday, killing at least one Palestinian and wounding several others. The latest strikes came after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushed back against U.S. pressure to wind down the offensive against Gaza's militant Hamas rulers, who have fired thousands of rockets at Israel. U.S. President Joe Biden's efforts to persuade Israel to halt its military strikes in Gaza have plunged the U.S. president and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu into a difficult early test of their long relationship. The two have had other moments of tension over the years, especially when Mr. Biden was Barack Obama's vice president. And their current differences over the war in Gaza create a challenge that the president was hoping to avoid. Early in Mr. Biden's term, foreign policy has taken a back seat, and he had hoped to avoid getting bogged down in an interminable effort to establish a lasting Mideast peace that has proven elusive for leader after leader. The UN Human Rights Council said Thursday it would hold a special session on the situation in the occupied Palestinian territories amid deadly violence between Israel and armed Palestinian groups in Gaza. The session, planned for next Thursday, will address, quote, the grave human rights situation in the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem, end quote, the council said in a statement. The session was requested by Pakistan, which is the coordinator of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, and the Palestinian authorities, it said. This will mark the 30th extraordinary meeting of the UN's top rights body since its creation 15 years ago. This is VOA News. Thousands of Syrians flocked to their embassy in Lebanon Thursday as expatriates and refugees kicked off voting for next week's presidential election, which is expected to keep Bashar al-Assad in power. Buses packed with Syrians jammed main roads leading to the embassy in Baabda, south of Beirut, where a sea of people had gathered amid tight security. Some of the vehicles carrying voters came under attack in several parts of the country by groups of young men who lobbed stones or pounded passengers with their fists. Nigeria's Boko Haram leader, Abubakar Shekau, has been seriously wounded after trying to kill himself to avoid capture during clashes with rival Islamic State allied jihadists in the north of the country, two intelligence sources said Thursday. Shekau's Boko Haram faction and fighters from the Islamic State West Africa province had been battling in northeastern Borno State, where the province had become the dominant force in Nigeria's more than decade-long jihadist insurgency. Nigerian news sites and social media Thursday were filled with rumors and unconfirmed reports about the death of the jihadist leader, who made international headlines when his men kidnapped nearly 300 schoolgirls in 2014. The European Parliament voted overwhelmingly Thursday to refuse any consideration of the EU-China investment deal as long as Chinese sanctions against MEPs and scholars were in place. According to the resolution, the parliament, which must ratify the deal, quote, demands that China lift the sanctions before parliament can deal with the comprehensive agreement on investment, end quote. The European Union put forward a plan Wednesday it believes will help boost production and availability of COVID-19 vaccines more effectively than a proposed waiver of patent rights now backed by the United States. India's output of COVID-19 shots for August through December is likely to be lower than the government's public estimate, according to internal projections shared with Reuters by two sources. Lower than expected production could delay India's plans to vaccinate all adults this year, amid fears the country will face another surge of coronavirus infections in the winter. Nicaragua approved Russia's single-dose Sputnik-like vaccine against coronavirus Thursday, the Russian Direct Investment Fund, RDIF, said, citing Nicaragua's health ministry. RDIF is responsible for marketing Russian vaccine abroad. The slimmed-down vaccine developed by Moscow's Gamaleya Institute has been earmarked for export. By remote,